Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, July 10th, 2020. I'm Rich Trappolino. The analysts at both Gartner and IDC report that PC shipments increased in Q2, showing some recovery from the over 10% drop seen in Q1. Numbers differ between the analysts, with Gartner seeing shipments up 2.8% on the year to 64.8 million units, and IDC seeing shipments up 11.2% to 72.3 million units. Among the top five PC vendors, both firms show HP having the biggest growth, now roughly tied with Lenovo for the number one spot, and both agree that Dell saw shipments decrease on the year. Gartner frames the quarter as a short-term recovery for PC shipments, while IDC frames it as strong demand driven by work from home as well as e-learning needs. The analysts at App Annie report that mobile app usage increased 40% of the year in Q2, including an all-time high of over 200 billion hours in mobile apps in April. In the quarter, App Annie estimates users spend an average of 4 hours and 20 minutes on smartphones. Consumer spending in apps also hit a record of $27 billion in the quarter, with app downloads just short of $35 billion. Google announced the adoption of Android 10 has been faster than any other version of Android. Android 10 reached 100 million devices within 5 months of launch, 28% faster than Android 9. Google credits the introduction of generic system images in Android 9, which allows for expanded compatibility testing without adding work for OEMs, with boosting Android 10 adoption 1.5 times. For Android 11, Google says 7 OEMs have released Android 11 developer previews for 13 devices so far. Facebook announced it has removed 2 disinformation networks and associated accounts and pages. One network had 54 accounts and 50 pages removed from Facebook and 4 from Instagram for posting as fake residents of the U.S. state of Florida discussing political consultant Roger Stone. The second network involved 35 accounts and 14 pages removed from Facebook and 38 from Instagram for creating fake reporters and news organizations in Brazil, linked to the office of Brazil's president. Facebook also banned a Canadian PR firm for interference in 6 Latin American countries and linked a disinformation campaign to an ad agency in Ukraine. TikTok's transparency report says it took down more than 49 million videos globally during the second half of 2019 for violations of either the app's community guidelines or terms of service. That makes up less than 1% of all TikTok videos uploaded in that period. Users in India had the most pulled videos at 16 million, and the United States came in second with 4.6 million videos pulled. Wink announced its previously delayed plans for charging customers $5 a month will finally take effect on July 27th. Customers who do not pay to subscribe will lose access to voice and remote app controls, third-party integrations, groups, robots, shortcuts, activity, and advanced settings, among other functions. Facebook acknowledged that its iOS SDK, used for logging in with a Facebook ID, was causing some apps to crash. Spotify, Pinterest, and Tinder are reportedly among the apps affected. These apps can still be launched if a device is offline, but often the apps don't have much functionality when disconnected. There are no reports of Facebook's SDK on Android causing similar crashes. The French Parliament unanimously agreed this week to introduce a nationwide age verification system for pornography websites, introduced as an amendment to France's existing law on domestic violence. The amendment grants the French electric media regulator CSA powers to audit and fine platforms for violation. Verification mechanisms are left up to the platforms, with lawmakers suggesting using credit cards or the national France Connect service as potential solutions. A new report from Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo claims that Apple will release an Apple Silicon-powered 13.3-inch MacBook Pro in Q4. This will keep the same industrial design as the current Intel-powered version. Kuo also states that Apple will begin production at the same time on a new Apple Silicon MacBook Air to be released in late winter or early spring of 2021. Further in 2021, Kuo claims Apple will launch a redesigned MacBook Pro line with 14 and 16-inch models. And finally, Sony announced it invested $250 million in Epic Games, representing a 1.4% stake in the company. Epic confirmed that the stake does not give Sony any exclusive access to its games. The investment now values Epic at $17.86 billion. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.